Today, we celebrate All Saints Day, right? And why does the church give us All Saints Day? Okay, some people don't understand how merciful and loving the saints are to God. Why else? Because we need to learn about them. They are our heroes. Caleb, did you have one? Or you're just stretching. You're just stretching, okay? They help teach us about faith. They pray for people who have died, yep. To celebrate them, that's good. Okay. So many saints that people don't even know about, though we don't celebrate them in the church formally, because if we did, we'd have probably maybe 5,000, 6,000 saints a day. And can you imagine having to list all those saints every single day? Or, well, it might even be more than 5,000. Of the recognized saints, there's quite a few. There's a lot of recognized saints. And as Jared just said, there are so many saints that we don't recognize. That it's just impossible to recognize and have a list of every single person who has ever loved God and has ever given their lives to Jesus Christ, accepted his love, accepted his grace, accepted everything, and lived in such a way that now they live with God for all eternity. That countless number of saints. And so, do we want to honor them? Yeah, but how can we honor them? So we honor them all together, by even the saints that we know, the saints that we are so familiar with, hopefully St. Peter at least, maybe St. Paul, St. John Paul II, one of my favorites, St. Mother Teresa. We honor them, the known, but how about all the saints that we might have run into in our lives that we don't know? We honor them. I have to admit, every once in a while I play the thought game. If I died, or I'm going to die, but if I died in holiness and was given the chance to go to heaven, and if the church recognized me, what day would I want to be honored besides November 1st? And I think I know the date I would want. I would want February 29th, because then at least once every 4 years I'd be remembered. Oh, the saints don't care if they're remembered or not. That's the thing. They just love God so much. They understood who they are. And if you asked a saint, who are you, what would a saint answer? Somebody who loves and adores God? Somebody always prays for people? Okay. Anyone else? Children of God. Excellent. Because that's exactly why I changed things on the sixth graders and had Miss Sulfur read the second reading. Because St. John is telling us, beloved, we are God's children now. What we are yet to be is yet to be revealed, but we are God's children now. What does it mean to be a child of God? To love him? To follow him? That's what you were going to say? Okay. Anyone else? To be alive in Christ all the time? Obeying God? To love God. I'm going to ask the silliest question I ever have asked. How many of you have moms and dads? Okay, most of us do, right? Except the adults don't. I don't know what happened with them, where they just spontaneously came into being, I guess. No, we all have moms and dads, right? And what do our moms and dads do for us? Take care of us? Love us? Take us to Mass? Respect us? Feed us? Care for us? Help us grow in our faith? Protect us? Grow in our love? Keep us clean? Provide shelter? To be safe? Two more, or three more, I guess. Help with homework? Pray for us? Oh, we were on such a streak. Sometimes boss us around. But let's change that around. Sometimes tell us what's right and wrong, right? And that might seem like bossing, but do they love us enough to tell us? You see, if I were going to, let's say, stick my fingers in an electrical socket, and my mom stopped me, would she really be bossing me around? No, she's trying to tell me and keep me safe, right? So that they tell us right from wrong. Does God the Father do that for all of us? All of those things that our moms and dads do for us? Yeah, he might not help us with our homework, but he gives us a grace that we need to do what he calls us to do, right? He might not provide a house for us, you know, like if we just go outside and say, Lord, I'm kind of cold today, can you provide a house? He's not going to drop a house on us, I hope. But he does provide for us, right? He takes care of us. And that's what the saints understood, that God is our Father, that God loves us. He takes care of all of us. But today in our first reading, we have St. John having that great vision of all the saints in heaven. And the angel asks him, who are these? And he says, I don't know. These are the ones who are made clean. You said, keep moms and dads, keep us clean. That God the Father cleans us. He gives us the freedom from sin by Jesus, right? He helps us to be in his presence. So while we are still children now, we're called to be saints for eternity. We're called even now to be saints. Does that mean that we're odd? I use that as a big theological word, isn't it? Odd. Does it mean we're sticks in the mud, we're boring kind of people? Do you think the saints are boring? Some of them might have been, I don't know, but they're all over the chart. But most of the saints weren't boring. I remember one of my favorite saints, Teresa of Avila. St. Teresa was one day, she was asked to form a convent, and she had to ride in the rain, and the weather was just horrible, and she got there, and the bishop decided, well, we're not going to have the convent formed. And you know what she said to the people that greeted her at the door, saying, the bishop doesn't want you here anymore? After riding all night and all day in terrible weather, she turns to them and says, oh, and the weather was so nice too. Was that boring? She also was kicked off her horse once, and she was told by God, well, this is the way I treat all my friends. And she replied to God, no wonder why you have so few. Is that boring? I don't think any of the saints were boring. None of them. And sometimes we get that idea that if we accept God's love in our lives, if we become the children of God that we are called to be, if we allow God to live in us and help us, if we really respond to be saints, somehow we got it in our heads that means we're boring or sad, that we can't laugh, we can't have fun, that God somehow robs us of all that is good, right? Is that true? No. Some of the happiest people I know are well on the way to sainthood because they understand who they are. And just so we hammer it home again, who are you? Who are you? If I asked you, who are you today, what would you answer? Well, besides your name, because we can all answer that. A child of God, created in God's image and likeness, created to love God for all eternity, made for him, made to be saints, that live with him and sing that eternal song of heaven.